from one Sam Monson. Sam Darnold is done as a New York Jet becomes intriguing reclamation project for 2021. What do you think of that headline?
You know, Sam does a great job. He really studies the game. And I'm talking about Sam Monson for us at PFF.
So, I was like, God, he's coming in with the accolades for Darnold. I love it.
No, I'm talking about our guy at PFF. I mean, he really does his research and kind of understands, like, the little things going on. But, I mean, shoot, that game last night, man, was, you know, it was crazy because you said it. It wasn't two teams that we all look forward to watching, but at the end it was pretty entertaining. You know, to me it was like, man, you know, both teams are like trying not to win this right now. So it was pretty entertaining in that sense.
Yep. So here's my plan if I'm Joe Douglas. He's running the Jets, right? He's going to be around. Gase will not. Here's my plan. Now that you've got a little bit of an excuse here, this is almost like the Golden State Warriors, except the Warriors are good and have lots of upside. But they had a chance to tank and get a top pick in the draft. They weren't going to win this year without Klay Thompson. If I'm running the Jets, now that Darnold has a shoulder, I'm keeping him out the rest of the season. I'm actually protecting his value. I'm trying to lose as many games as possible. I'll play Flacco and 17 guys at quarterback off the practice squad, and then I can move Darnold, who still has some value in people's eyes, and I can still get Trevor Lawrence at the top of the draft.
I mean, it's a great thought, but to play it out in reality is almost impossible. I mean, it's just tough to... I think Darnold, he's probably got a sprained AC joint. You know, I did that to my right shoulder. I separated it, but it gets worse, right? If he lands on that again, it's just going to get worse.
Yep.
You have to get it injected every time you go to play. So it's very tough to play through. Now, it's also an injury that, you know, wouldn't really kind of silence the rest of the year. But, man, it's going to be interesting to see because I actually did think the Jets would be pretty bad at the beginning of the year. I thought they'd only win two games, but not in the position to get Trevor Lawrence, and that makes it super interesting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, here's my thought, I think the Jets need to go get Eric Bieniemy from Kansas City. I think Sam Darnold can get better with the right system around him, add some more weapons around him. He's athletic enough. He can move around. And you got to just kind of work continually on that footwork and him throwing from within the pocket. And, you know, he might be salvageable. I mean, I still think he's a good young quarterback that can possibly get it done. But if you do have that pick in the top of the draft, there's no doubt about you have to take Trevor Lawrence.
Let's talk last week with the Raiders. Explain to me what you were seeing, especially on defense. What do the Patriots do so well in terms of movement and rotating those backs, keeping them fresh to pile up 250 on the ground at 6.6 per clip against the Raiders' defense?
Man, I mean, that was just crazy because then your offense can't even get in a rhythm. So Derek Carr, and then you turn the ball over how many times, three times or so, that's not winning football. You know, the Raiders' defense, they have to play tougher. But I'll give, you know, the Patriots just a ton of credit. I think Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels, every game plan is very strategic into who they're playing. And that's what they did against the Raiders. They knew their weaknesses. They exploited it, and it went all game long. And you're right. They do a good job of switching out the backs. I mean, Burkhead, you know, the guy hasn't done anything all season. He explodes on the scene. So, they knew the weapon to use and how to utilize them, and Cam's sprinkling it in his plays that he can make. So it'll be interesting to see this week with the Patriots and the Chiefs matchup. And then the Raiders, man, I just think the Raiders offensively never had a chance to get in a rhythm since the Patriots were running the ball so well.